Hey there, my friend Jonathan Doyle with you once again. Welcome aboard to the Daily Podcast. I'm pleased you are here. It is my great pleasure and privilege to try and bring you something encouraging, something inspirational for you today on this journey of life as we walk the road together on this expansive road of personal development. As we always say, you don't need a whole bunch of great ideas to change your life. You just need one good idea that you're actually prepared to use. And we're back, I guess, broadcasting every single day around the world, at least 5 days a week. And I really hope that you're going to get something out of today. So please make sure you have subscribed. Hit that subscribe button. If you're not a regular subscriber, I'd love you to share this with people. Everything else is on the website, jonathandoyle.co. And I also want to suggest to you, I've just completed a two-part series on imposter syndrome. Imposter syndrome. It's something that I've been asked about a lot lately. I did a live interview about a week ago with a really big US entrepreneurial association who has, you know, tens of thousands of members, and it was just a great privilege to talk about that topic. So I went a bit deeper and I wrote two long form articles on it. So if you're interested in that, just go to the website, jonathandoyle.co. And if you go to the blog page, you'll see a blog tab. Go up to have a look around for Imposter Syndrome Part 1. Imposter Syndrome Part 1, or just hit the search bar on the website, type in imposter and you should find it. Hit that Imposter Syndrome Part 1 and just grab yourself access to that, because it's some good content and something we can all do with some help with. Okay, last thing, Instagram. You can find me at jdoylespeaks on Instagram, jdoylespeaks. Particularly if you've got any topics you'd like me to cover. If there's any issues, challenges that you have in business, personal development, life, relationships, health, any of those areas, just send me a message on Instagram. You can DM me at jdoylespeaks, or you can email me direct at jonathan@jonathandoyle.co. All right, friends, let's do it. Today we're going to talk about a really useful insight from the OG himself, one of the great original speakers in personal development, Les Brown. Les Brown, great story. Just came from such a difficult childhood to become one of the absolute great speakers. You know, there's so much fluff on the internet, right? There's so many influencers offering, you know, overnight success. Look, I've been doing this podcast for at least a decade. And I've been speaking now, I guess, for close to 30 years. And so, you know, there's just some people like Les Brown that have been around for much longer and have contributed so much. And this morning I made some time for, just took the dog for a walk, you know, just so much of the time I'm out running, recycling, training really hard, wiping myself out. Been nice the last few days just to back off and just to enjoy thinking and walking and just being. And today I was listening to some great Les Brown stuff. And like the great speakers do, he just reminded me of a very simple insight. And he said, there's three things that are holding you back. There are three things, my friend, that tend to hold us back. There's not just three. There's lots of things we can do in life. We're very creative, aren't we? We're very creative sometimes at creating habits, ideas, addictions that hold us back. But there's three big ones. They're very simple. I'm going to share them with you. We'll unpack them briefly and get you on your way. Les Brown reminds us today that there are three things that hold us back, and they are our habits, our fears, and the opinions of others. Our habits, our fears, and the opinions of others. The habits piece is huge. You know, you go back to classical Greece 2,500 years ago, Aristotle was talking about this. You know, he would talk a lot about excellence, and he would say that excellence is a habit. It's not something you do once, it's something you do repeatedly. And the habits that are in our lives are so powerful. I don't know how much attention you are paying to your daily habits, but it is a thing. Yesterday, I was building a shed for some of our bikes. It's a dad life thing. It's a stage you get to when you have way more bikes than you have children. You don't know how they arrived, but you really can't live in your own home anymore because every turn is a bike. So I'm building this shed, but I listened to a 3.5 hour long form interview with the American journalist Tucker Carlson and who was the other guy, Lex Fridman. Really interesting discussion, whatever you think of either of those guys. But one of the things that Carlson was talking about was rituals. You know, they're asking him, how do you stop from becoming, you know, letting your success go to your head? And several times they asked him how he manages himself, and he kept saying rituals. He's got these rituals that he follows each day. which for me is habits, right? So there are things that I have been doing for 30 odd years now that are just so ingrained in me that if I don't do them, the world around me just seems problematic. For me, if you could follow me, I've said this before, if you could follow me for 24 hours, that's why it's cool to follow me on Instagram, because you'll see me kick off at about 4 a.m. each day on the stories, because my alarm goes at 4 a.m. and I'm at that stage with children and life where I got to get stuff done early. So my habits are so predictable around my morning routines. So what holds us back in life is not our good habits, obviously, it's the negative ones. So the first thing I want to put in your mind today is the power of habits. Negative habits particularly, especially around alcohol, food, time wasting. I'm very disciplined even on social media. I produce a lot of content, but I consume very little. I'm more and more disciplined around my habits. So my friend, if you are not where you want to be, one of the first places to start is become very honest and disciplined around the habits that constitute your day. Second thing, fears. You know, I've been speaking, writing, talking about this, navigating it in my own life for so many years now. In fact, this imposter syndrome series that I've just written, which I said you could find in the bio, or if you just go to the website, I talk a lot about how fear conditions us. And, you know, there are deep neuroevolutionary reasons why fear is so strong. The fundamental human impulses are survival, reproduction, but survival so strong, the life impulse, right? So much of the time, the things that hold us back are fears, all sorts of relational fears, personal fears. And I just have to say to you, my friend, that the price of admission to the life you want is your ability to confront your own fears. The price of admission to the life that you want is your ability to confront your own fears. I think that's an Instagram quote. I'm just going to use that. I like that. I actually just made that up, but I think it's true. So many times the breakthroughs come on the other side of fear. They really do. Just the ability to value yourself enough to push through when you feel fear. So we've got habits we've got to address. We've got fears we've got to address. And finally, the opinions of others. And this goes back to our childhood. I was reading a fascinating quote yesterday from Charles Taylor, who wrote A Secular Age, an incredible sociologist and philosopher. And he was saying that, you know, the opinions that are formed of us early in life by significant people, we can definitely transcend them, but they're always there, right? So often we don't do or say things because we fall into patterns and habits and identities because we want to belong. And to change those, to break out of that mold is very hard to do. But the price of admission to a unique and purposeful life of contribution is to try and gravitate towards increasing authenticity, is to do what you know to be right. This is not about self-indulgence. It's about having the courage to consistently go, we're always going to care what people think of us, but we can't let it have too much power over us. We have to eventually have the courage to do what we deeply believe and sense to be the correct thing to do at each moment of our lives. Not easy. Not easy. We're a belonging species. We value that. But sometimes if you want to create a different result, you've got to be prepared to let go of what people might think of you. All right, we're almost done. Habits, do an audit. What's good, what's not, what has to go. And it's hard, it's hard, it's hard. There is nothing easy about this. It's not just about listening to a few words. Some of the habits I've had to break over the years, it's just been, you know, there's been very little pleasant about it. And you don't get the result until some time afterwards. So we want to get our habits squared away. We want to look at the conditional, the consistent fears that are directing us, because a lot of our success will require us to eventually push through those. And finally, we want to have the courage to love the people who have an influence in our lives, but not allow ourselves to fall into a position of lacking the courage and the capacity to break out of people's opinions. All right, my friends, there's a lot there. I hope it's encouraging to you. I do this because I want us all to grow, I want myself to grow, I want you to grow, because the more you grow, the more you can contribute, the better the world we live in, because you don't want regret. You don't want to get to the end of your life with regret, okay? Work on habits, work on fears, work on dealing with other people's opinions of yourself. Please make sure you've subscribed. Find me on Instagram, J Doyle Speaks. Everything else on the website, jonathandoyle.co. Go to that blog page, check out the Imposter Syndrome series. I think you're really going to like it. God bless you, my friend. My name's Jonathan Doyle. This has been The Daily Podcast. You and I are going to talk again tomorrow.